Well, we've had lots of different people involved. Flood in charge. We've had Nellie Hooper in. Howie B has been mixing things and engineering. Spike is an amazing engineer. Brian Eno's not in on this project, though he's at the periphery and sending us the odd note, which is great, because you'd miss him being around. But then again, he doesn't like loud music. He's not that fond of guitars either. Doesn't really like vocals. There's a bit of singing on it. And Larry's fed up playing the congas. Wants to kick some ass.
Flood is very much a band-focused producer. And he's worked with a lot of different people. So it's hard to pin him down. He's not that type of producer. He's not really that type, but he is a type of producer. And it's really hard to say what that is exactly. He's also somebody who was an engineer beforehand. He understands music. So he's got a lot of things going for him. However, working with you too, you know, is really hard because there are four individuals in the band who have, you know, different tastes, who like to hear things in different ways. And to try and balance all those opinions and try not offend one person is very hard. And I don't envy his position.
Flood is kind of the person who's kept the whole thing together over the year. And at times we've had to change plans to accommodate different people coming in to help out. Nellie Hooper was in for a while. We got Steve Osborne in doing some mixes and recording. And I think Howie, who started as a kind of player stroke DJ programmer on this record, moved up through the ranks over the year. And there's been a lot of talent that's come in and out, and Flood's been the guy who's had to kind of orchestrate it and make sure everything's going forward in the right direction.
Well, on Zooropa, Edge was credited as a producer. So is it the same on this one, Bono?